All right. It's a pleasure to bring in this young man, and he's done a great job this year. Good attitude towards baseball and everything else, and I think doing a great job on the beat as he covers it for the Bay Area News Group, and that is Kerry Crowley. Kerry, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. Even better because we got to see Pablo Sandoval pitch yesterday.
How about that? And they come out, and you know, you and everyone else on the beat got to see it and talk to the players, and we talked to Woe a little bit about it, what that meant to the ball club in so many ways. And you tell us about it.
Well, I think it really had an impact on game two. I mean, when you think about that first game, the Giants go out, Chris Stratton gets four outs, and they're just in a huge hole the whole day, 15-6. They know they have to come back, wait 3 hours, and then play another game against the Dodgers, against a tough lefty in Alex Wood. But Pablo brought so much levity to that situation. He fired up the crowd. Everyone was on the top step of the dugout watching. And after the game, they were all glowing, talking about it, because it hasn't happened for the Giants since 1991. Couldn't have picked a better player to do that than Pablo Sandoval with the energy that he brings. And I think it had a huge impact on the club's morale for game two.
Well, Kerry, you said it. He allowed them to not just eat an inning and not use some of their relievers that they needed for game two, which also gives them an opportunity to win game two. But he comes in, Pablo does, and he does similar to what Gomez did and what Law had done. They went in, they ate a bunch of innings, even though they didn't have a good outing. In a doubleheader, that's really what you need from the middle-tier guys in your bullpen.
Yeah, and Gomez and Law both set career highs with their pitch counts. Gomez gets optioned after the game, and you could tell Chris Stratton felt bad about that. He said that was really on him, that Gomez had to go eat the innings like he did. But ultimately, Bochy was able to bring up DJ Snelton in the middle, get an inning out of him in the eighth. He got an out in the ninth in game two, and then Hunter Strickland comes in. So the bullpen isn't as bad of a shape as it could be heading into Sunday.
What do you think about Snelton? Where does he fit into this? He didn't get optioned out. I mean, he's still here. Smith is coming probably on Tuesday, but what do you think of Snelton?
Well, Snelton's funky, and he's tough to hit. And when you don't have a scouting report on him, I think you can sneak him by a few times. I do think that based on what we saw in spring training, he'll need to continue improving at AAA when he does get optioned out, and I think that'll happen on Tuesday for Andrew Suarez. I don't think we'll see Will Smith until Wednesday just because of the numbers crunch. But if Snelton continues to improve, he had a great season last year with AA Richmond, improved in AAA Sacramento, and so if he can string this together, gain some confidence, he's got that kind of funky delivery that would pair well with a Tony Watson in the bullpen.
Yeah, I kind of like the delivery. I also like he doesn't waste any time. He just kind of gets the ball and then gets ready to throw again.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. That's what you want out of a reliever. He's going at hitters. He's attacking them. And he wasn't fazed by the moment. And I think that there's something to be said for a relief pitcher coming up and having the kind of confidence to face a Corey Seager, a Cody Bellinger, and gave the Giants what he did in a five-run game, because that's a Dodger lineup that can get right back into it in a hurry.
Yeah, they tried to, and Bochy got Maranta out of there. And how about Sam Dyson last night? And just what you've seen of Dyson over the last 10 days or so.
Well, I think what we've seen over the last 10 days is spectacular from Dyson, but that's because what you saw in the previous 40 days, dating back to the beginning of spring training, when he just lost it. He didn't have anything. Matt Hergis and Kurt Young were both saying that he was working on a few different things, didn't quite have the sinker in good shape yet. But then he comes out, and after the Arizona outing and at Chase Field, he comes back and just has completely looked like a different pitcher. And he's got confidence. He comes in, bases loaded, rolls the double play, great turn by Kelby Tomlinson, strikes out Chris Taylor, which isn't easy to do in that situation, and that gave this dugout again so much life, similar to what happened in the afternoon, and the offense built off of that against the Dodger bullpen that really, Marty, I think is a huge letdown and a huge liability for that team this year.
Well, they came in with a blueprint thinking it would be Dyson in the seventh, you'd go Strickland in the eighth, and you'd have Watson mixed in there, and then you'd have Melanson in the ninth there, and now, I mean, for the last few weeks, it's been sort of dicey with that seventh. It wasn't Dyson, then it was Guerin, then they tried Maranta there. Is it Dyson now? Is he the flavor of the week going forward?
I think it's going to be a day-by-day basis. Yeah. Especially until after this off day on Thursday. I mean, we could see Pierce Johnson today in the seventh inning just because of the bullpen usage that Bochy has had to turn to over the past few days. And I like Johnson, 95, two-seam fastball. He's got good stuff, and you'll see Will Smith late this inning.
Pierce Johnson since day one.
I have to. Pierce Johnson and Maranta are my guys.
I know. You discovered Pierce Johnson. He did.
Any opportunity I have.
He was you. You found him?
Well, no. Liam Connolly, the Giants PR guy, actually found him for me and told him to make Pierce Johnson.
See, here's the deal. You know, we're down in spring training, and there's about four or five of us every day in the clubhouse, and it's a small little group.
Right.
And it's a small clubhouse, you know, for spring training. It's not like they can hide. They can't hide anywhere. So we're all walking around trying to come up with some story you know, and Andy is investigating, you know, the family tree of someone, you know, back to 1720, you know, and Henry is looking in the kindergarten records, and Alex is trying to find the food they ate, you know, 6 years ago. And Kerry just tries to look for the baseball. And he came up with Pierce Johnson. And he did the first story on Pierce Johnson. And we didn't know it. And so we credit you with Pierce Johnson.
Well, the funny part about Pierce Johnson, and I may have told this story before, but I was doing his first interview of the spring when Jeremy Shelley, the Giants assistant general manager, interrupted the interview, pulled Pierce Johnson aside, and optioned him to minor league camp. So Johnson was cut while he was talking to me. And then he comes back and makes the opening day roster, and I had to apologize to him. I said, you probably don't want to talk to me anymore, but fortunately he did.
Well, you two have that together, so very good. But you get credit for Pierce Johnson. Very good.
I'll take it.
All right, Joe Panik is out for a while. Tomlinson played, and, you know, my feeling on stuff like this, bench guys get exposed. That's why they're bench guys. You can't have them in there too long. I've seen it over so many years of baseball. He's kind of a bench guy. What do they do at second base now? Because this could be a couple of months.
Well, we may see a true platoon right now with Alan Hansen having his contract purchased. He's added to the 40-man roster, and we know how reluctant the Giants are to add guys who are off the 40-man. Okay. So that says that Joe Panik's going to be out for a while and that they're going to rely on Alan Hansen. So he's a better swinger from the left side. We saw it yesterday. I was a little disappointed the ball didn't hit off the bricks because Hansen has the speed to turn that into an inside-the-park home run. But if Tomlinson plays against left-handed pitchers, keeps the approach short, hits out of the eighth spot in the order, I don't think that it will be as big of a hit to this Giants lineup as long as they get the kind of production that they expect from Jackson, McCutchen, and Longoria that we've started to see here in the past few days.
Now, you talk about the production from Longoria, and he's been hitting the ball out of the park the last couple of weeks or so. He's starting to stick a little bit. Had a big double yesterday. The Giants on pace now to hit the most home runs at AT&T since 2000. You shocked by that? Impressed by that? Or is it something you maybe expected coming in?
No, where'd you get that stat? That's incredible.
I had the bags yesterday.
Yeah,
I saw that.
That is awesome.
I told you, he dug back. Bags is digging back for years.
Yeah. He's
an
encyclopedia.
Walks around with the Encyclopedia Britannica in his bag. We always thought he had a computer, but it's an Encyclopedia.
It's an atlas.
Yeah, it is. That's what he's got, really.
That's awesome. But, yeah, I mean, I did not expect that. 128 home runs last season. You're adding a few guys who didn't even hit 30 home runs last season. And Andrew McCutchen had 28, you know, in Pittsburgh. And Evan Longoria, 21, I believe, in Tampa Bay, a better hitter's park. And so you add those guys to the lineup. But when you get the lineup extended, you have guys like Brandon Belt who are seeing more pitches to hit. You have Austin Jackson who can, you know, pop one out at the top of the order from time to time. Joe Panik got off to that hot start. And so it can be a little contagious, and guys are going to see better pitches to hit when the lineup's extended.
Well, it'll be interesting. Big road trip coming up. Your first back east, so we'll hopefully they'll take care of you. Nothing will happen to you. They're not going to haze you. And
yeah, the suburbs of Atlanta.
Right, leave you somewhere in Philadelphia.
We're all driving across. We're all renting separate cars, and probably the least eco-friendly move, you'll have five beat writers driving across the state of Pennsylvania next week before the Andrew McCutchen Summit in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. All right, so we got that cooking as well. Kerry Crowley, Bay Area News Group, one last thought for you. Today, Maeda and Ty Block, it's kind of a big game for the Giants. Look, there's 138 more, or whatever, 134 more, wherever we are in the schedule. But still, it's building who they are. You know, I say in April and May, you find out who you are. And today's another day to find out who they are.
Well, you know, it's always when Ty Block faces the Dodgers, is Block going to continue his historic run of success, or is he due to be beat up by this Dodger lineup that theoretically should be able to hit him after all this time? And so that's really the fascinating aspect of today's game is, can Ty Block get through six innings? Can he pitch into the seventh against a Dodgers team that has really struggled, a Giants team that's fighting to get to 500 and just stay alive until Madison Bumgarner comes back, until they get Joe Panik back, until this team can get healthy and make a run maybe come June or July?
Yeah, it's a long season. Take a drink. The Marty Lurie drinking game, you know, it is a long season. Well, we'll see what happens. It has been an interesting beginning to the season. And you look at some of the bright spots. McCutchen hasn't hit yet. Jackson really hasn't hit yet. Posey has been banged up a lot. No Bumgarner. Samardzija is just coming back. And still, with all that said, they got a shot to be at 500 today, and I think it's been a successful beginning of the season.
Well, Marty, the mosaic is not crafted overnight. It is a months-long process.
I like this
guy.
We're just seeing the beginning stages of it being put together.
Hey, thanks for coming out, and we'll follow you on Twitter. What's your Twitter handle?
K-O underscore Crowley.
Very good.
There you go.
Okay, very good. And when Bochy speaks, tweet out to us what's cooking, and we'll find out what's up today.
Of course. But
appreciate having you on, Kerry.
Thank you,
and
Marty.
We'll talk to you next weekend.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay,
from Atlanta, SunTrust Park.
We will be in touch with you. Thanks so much.
Sounds good.
That is Kerry Crowley. All right.